Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to Stall It, episode 195. You're very welcome. And today is a quite different episode. And there will be, over the next couple of weeks, a very different feel to the podcast, because John McGuckin is in Washington, D.C. Washington, Darren Conway. Same initials. Put him in there.
There he is.
Hello.
How are you doing? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, how's everything?
Good, good, very good. I like that people shout when they're on the phone. Like they
can't
hear
you. What I was trying to
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, boy, 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 boy. We have to do that as the outro. Boy, 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 boy.
We just started the podcast and you're already talking about the ending.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. How are you keeping?
Yeah, grand, yeah.
Do you miss me?
I'm in your seat.
Keeping it warm.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a couple of conspiracies coming to me now about stuff. Oh, it's mad actually when you sit here. It's just that's what it was the whole time, just to see. Here we are now, huh? All the lads.
Here we are. Back together.
Technology, huh?
It's incredible.
It's mad.
The other side of the world.
How is that even possible?
Magic. It's magic, really.
It's fucking madness. Like, being able to do that. You brought a load of recording equipment with you, yeah?
Yeah, I brought my laptop. I brought me recording equipment. I brought like two clip-on mics, and when I got to the border control, they were like, "You're not working over there, are you?" And I'm like, no no, I'm not working, going over for a holiday. We just landed. I just got here yesterday, and it's kind of jet lag time. I don't know what time it is. I feel like it's 2 o'clock in the day, because it is 2 o'clock in the day for you.
No, it's like 12 a.m. in the night. We're it's all bollocks, man, waiting on you.
Ain't for me, yeah.
What's it, 12? 1 o'clock nearly?
Easy, yeah.
We're all fucking bollocks, man.
Thanks for being so accommodating. Really appreciate it, lads. Nice one.
So, Joe, any deeply unfair obstacles in your way over there or anything like that? Like, I mean, just on the journey? You know,
in terms of your unfair?
Yeah, you're a magnet for, unfortunate situations.
Well, this apartment isn't up to scratch, so we're on Airbnb trying to look for a different...
What's wrong with the apartment?
It's just, I don't know, I thought we were staying in a 6-bed...
In the Ritz?
Condo, yeah. We're in someone's basement. Like, this is a basement. That's, like, when someone upstairs has a shit, the pipes behind me, you can hear the turds bouncing around the pipes.
that's the American dream.
Living the dream, man.
I feel like them pipes look like they're just going to give away at any moment and just allow the shite is going to fall on you when you're asleep.
Yeah. There's pipes in the other room and they're being like, they obviously leak and they just have sellotape wrapped around them.
No way.
It's like Harry Potter's glasses. They're just fucking hanging together. And none of the windows open, and you look out the windows and you can see rats going by, and it's like moldy. It's cold. There's no sitting room. It's just two bedrooms joined together.
The life of an actor, eh?
I'm telling you, living the dream. Living the dream. The front door has a cage on it, so you have to unlock the cage, like a safety cage.
Yeah.
And
do you ever see that from Hostel?
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
Scary. You can see behind me. Look at that. That looks like a fucking the Grim Reaper over my shoulder.
Your cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is just your cow.
It does look like that though. When you move across, when you mask, ooh, that's real scary.
And then Catherine Hepburn over your shoulder. To class the joint up.
Catherine Hepburn, Audrey Hepburn, are they related?
Audrey Hepburn, you're right.
Catherine Hepburn's from Summerhill.
Cato Hepburn.
Instead of the classic, what would you call them cigarettes that she smokes? Audrey.
Yeah, yeah. Like she on the big stick, cigarette and a stick.
Yeah, Catherine Hepburn just has a little silco. Little nabba.
I think Catherine Hepburn is an actress.
Yeah, smoking it to the butt. What's the plan for the day? The day then? Do you have to go off and do shit?
We're trying to find different digs. We're trying to find a new place to stay. Cause
you don't have to do like rehearsals around.
We have to do rehearsals. Yeah, the plan is supposed to be 5 o'clock. We go do some rehearsals. But the plan was to do rehearsals in the Airbnb. But this is this is not a suitable place to do that. So we're going to push back a little bit there. And yesterday we're also in the ghetto. Like we are in the slums. Like it's scary out there. Like I went, myself and Barry went out to get a chip, a new SIM card from T-Mobile so we could use our phones over here. And it was scary. It was very fucking scary. Like fentanyl. There's a lot of fentanyl users over here. And
what is like fentanyl?
Try it. It's good crack, man.
Is it like the injector?
It's like heroin, but much.
You inject
much
it
stronger. You can.
Or do they smoke it?
They sniff it. They
smoke it.
Do all sorts of it.
And put it in your carbonara. It's lovely, man. You can do anything with fentanyl.
Bit
you
of
love
parmesan
it.
Fentanyl and bit of pancetta. Nice.
And we went into this T-Mobile store, which also had cages. We had to go through a cage to get in, and it was on the corner of a really ghetto street, and the fella inside was like, oh, what are you guys doing here? You don't know, he was a black fella, like everyone around there is black, and you're like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? And he explained to us the name of a shop, because I looked it up on Google Maps and it just said it was a T-Mobile store, but it was like one of the it'd be the equivalent of going to Parnell Street to go into one of the phone shops there. But in America. And he calls his shop is actually called Crank Corner. Crank is another word for fentanyl. And he has a hat, like he has fucking merchandise that says Crank Corner on it and everything. It's like, so what the fuck?
It wasn't T-Mobile at all. Like,
Crank is meth.
Is it meth, is it?
Yeah. No, there could still be a lot of meth around there.
SIM cards and meth. There's the name of the episode. So what's the rough area you're in? Like, what's the name of it?
It's called Black Broadway.
Black Broadway.
It's like, I don't know, like it's called 8th Street.
8th Street?
Yeah. It's like,
let's see how much danger Joe's getting in on 8th Street. What could potentially happen to Joe on 8th Street?
Is this where you're living, Joe, or where the show is on?
This is where I'm living. And then the show was on 14th Street, which is one of the main streets. So it's a few streets up, but it changes very quickly. It's the crime capital of America. Like, it's very dangerous. It's wild out there. It's scary. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
You wouldn't be able to go around looking for a nice brew.
I went out last night. I went to the pub last night to try stay up, to try beat the jet lag. So I went to the pub, but they don't have taps. They just have cans.
Wow.
So it was like fucking expensive. And then I had to give him a tip. And I was like, for what? Opening me can? Get the fuck.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like you, would it?
6 weeks tipping people. That's kind
of 6 weeks of tipping people, yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Happy Pancake Cookie.
The plane was scary coming over. I've never felt turbulence like it.
You knew you were coming.
Fucking frightening, man. Frightening. It was honestly, before I got on the plane, I brought Oliver to school to drop him off, and I gave him a hug and I said goodbye because he was real sad that I was leaving.
I was on the plane and the turbulence was so bad, and I was 100% convinced that the plane was going to crash, and I was like, do you know what, I'm just glad that I gave Ollie a hug before I got to go. Do you know what I mean? At least I left him with a good memory. That's how convinced I was that the plane was going to crash. It was like I was coming out of the fucking seat, man. I was going up and down on the plane.
Did the masks drop out?
No.
Imagine. Anytime I get on a plane, I think it's the last time I'll be on a plane. Every time I get on,
I was thinking I'm going to get a bow home.
Take a while.
Fuck it. That's terrifying. That was like traumatizing, that plane. I hate planes in general. I hate planes anyway, but that was real bad.
If that happens, the only kind of thing I do to get comfort in them situations on a plane is look at the cabin crew and just like read them. Do you know that way? And if they're just like having the crack or just like moving about, like, you know, it's fine. Because like a natural instinct, doesn't matter if you're a cabin crew or not, you're going to panic. Like, you'll see it in their eyes. And usually when I see that they're all right, I'm like, this is grand. Give us a bag of Pringles there, yeah?
Yeah. There was a fella sitting in front of me and he was watching Sopranos. And I was like, he didn't seem bothered. He was just like watching his show. And I was like, okay, grand. He's not going to die watching Sopranos. That shit doesn't happen. But maybe it does. When you think of it.
The other thing I do as well, it's probably a bit grim, but like I see like newborns on the plane and stuff and like just like really young kids. And I'm like, God wouldn't do that. There's no way God would do that. You want to be sick God to do that.
But he's done it before. Like, planes have crashed before.
Not with kids on them.
I think coming, like, in the last 2 months, two planes have crashed coming into Washington.
Jeez.
And one of them, another plane, like, a passenger plane was flying, and then another plane went into it. In the air, mid-air.
All dead?
That was
When did that happen?
Oh, was that a helicopter?
Yeah, it was an army helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Heard of that. That's fucking scary, man.
Yeah, but that's where I was looking out the window. I was like, if I see anything else that's floating around here, I kind of want to. I'm hoping to see UFOs while I'm here. I'm hoping to see some of them orbs.
Well, chances are pretty high, I suppose. It's all happening there. Yeah.
They're everywhere here.
Yeah, UFOs everywhere in Washington, man. You're definitely going to see one. He's going to see
loads
one.
There's loads of scooters, loads of UFOs.
And meth.
And loads of crank.
And loads of crank hats, crank merch. Get some crank merch and then go see some UFOs. Yeah?
I fucking will, yeah. I will.
And eat your little corn snacks, huh?
But I was terrified. I feel like one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles living down in the sewers.
It looks like the type of place that like a notorious American serial killer would stay.
I could see that, yeah. Yeah, it kind of feels like that.
You know, like when the documentary comes out and then it's like, oh yeah, they stayed at wherever that place is.
It's only that your doors there have glass in them.
So see behind that door?
Yeah.
You can vaguely make out a handle to another door.
Mm. Uh-huh.
When you open that door, it stairs to upstairs, like there's people that live upstairs. So they can just walk down and come in that door into my bedroom and kill me very easily. Very easily.
That's not locked, no?
No. Oh. And there's a sign on the door saying, do not lock this.
Because we might want to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Get me out of here. I'm scared.
I'd fucking pull that wardrobe out in front of it. Tilt it over.
If you wanted to kill me, it'd be very easy to kill me in here.
Imagine,
rats alone. Yeah.
Imagine someone just killed him right now while he was recording this and it was just on Zoom or whatever it is. Google Meets. What's it?
Zencaster.
Zencaster. It'd be something else, wouldn't it? Would it go as a clip? Go loud channel.
That's how Joe would want to be remembered.
That would be good.
He just gets like
killed at the peak of his career.
He just gets murdered right here, right now, and we just go, me and Alan look at each other and go, clip that.
Oh, don't say this is the peak of my career, please.
Well, I mean, to this point, you're a co-star in a major Washington DC production. Yeah, I was gonna say if the interior decoration in that room was a little worse, like it's nicely painted and they've got nice doors now, but if it was a little worse, it'd have real Seven vibes off, I think.
The film?
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little walkthrough with my camera after this, and I'll send it to you, because I don't think this camera angle does it any justice.
Why don't you pick up the laptop and bring us for a walk?
It might be too dark, and there's somebody else here, so I don't want to disturb him.
Do they live there, or do they just call down from upstairs?
No, me co-star.
Me co-star.
That's the term.
Yeah, listen.
That's what we say in the biz.
Have you got rehearsals today?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Supposed to have rehearsals today. Yeah.
Go out and get yourself a bit of scran.
It's too expensive. I bought some food in Trader Joe's, and I'm just living off corn snacks.
The reason you're doing that is because you don't want to go somewhere where you'll have to tip someone.
Do you remember I was talking to you about that chili bowl place, Ben's Chili Bowl?
No. In Dublin?
No, here. So I was looking up things to do when I was in Dublin. I was looking up things to do here, and there's a place called Ben's Chili Bowl, and it happens to be just around the corner from where I'm staying, and then down a few streets. But it's called Ben's Chili Bowl, and I was like, class, that sounds amazing. And then when I got there, I didn't get a chili bowl because someone told me not to go there because it's disgusting, apparently. And then the road itself is called Ben's Chili Bowl Way.
What?
The street is named after Ben's Chili Bowls.
Well, then it has to be good.
I'm going to have to try it.
Maybe it was a rival chili bowl company that told you not to go there.
It was a fella in Trader Joe. Do you know what's funny? I went to Trader Joe's, and the guy was like, where are you from? And I was like, Ireland. And he was like, oh, wow, cool. That's what's up. The way they talk is so funny. That's what's up. And I was like, yeah. And then they pack your bags for you. They take so long checking you out. It's not like Lidl where they're like, get the fuck. They take their time and they talk to you. And you're like,
Can I
pack the bag? Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on here? And there was a little bit of a dent in the bottle of milk that I got. And he have a bell, and he goes, ding, ding, like a hand bell with a rope. And he was smacking it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I thought I won a prize. I thought I was like, you are the millionth customer. But then somebody came over, and he was like, hey, what's up? And he goes, hey, can I get a new carton of milk? And then he sent him off to get a carton of milk for me, just because there was a little dent in it. And then he threw that bottle of milk out, and I was like, fucking hell, it's only a dent in the bottle of milk. And you have some fella going off and getting another bottle of milk for me, like, it's grand. And then he was packing the bags for me. And then I told him that I want to check out Ben's Chili Bowl. And he's like, oh, don't go there, man. Don't go to Ben's. That's so disgusting. Like, there's much better places. And then he asked his co-worker, and then she said, there's nowhere nice in Washington to eat. Like, just cook your own food.
Has to be somewhere.
We'll see. I'll tell you if Ben's Chili Bowl is good.
You have to get Ben's Chili Bowl. Don't mind what people are saying. Ben's Chili Bowl is the Bambinos of Washington.
I'll have the Scutters, and I'll have you to tank for it, Darren.
Nothing like a nice Ben's Chili Bowl.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Experience the flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market with deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.
Oh, do you hear that?
What was it? It's behind you.
I'm frightened, dear lads. I'm fucking scared. I'm on edge.
You know the Exorcist stairs are in Washington?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on my list. It's on my list. I want to jump out of the window and roll down them.
That'd be good. That'd be really good, actually. You that's fucking showed me the photo the last time.
I did, yeah.
Like, that's the last time I've seen that, like, an image of her, like, and it still freaks me out.
I don't know why it freaks you out so much. Come on.
I think the person living here might be racist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look, I'm at a bookshelf here. Can you see that? Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah, that's the opposite of racist, that book.
Oh, is it?
That's written by Henry David Thoreau, is it?
No, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Harriet Beecher Stowe. Oh, Harriet Beecher Stowe, yeah. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's an anti-racist novel. Yeah, it is. Anti-slavery novel.
So the complete opposite then, Joe.
I don't know. I haven't got to do with that time period. It makes me uncomfortable. I just thought the word Uncle Tom is racist. That's a racist term, isn't it? It's called...
Yeah, kind of. It's an Uncle Tom would have been like an abusive term, like I think one black person would have given another, saying as in you side with the slave owners. You go up and live or whatever. I think it's from that novel. I think it's one of the, I'm not sure, but basically it's someone who sides with the oppressor rather than their people.
Like the Irish with the European Union.
I don't know if slavery and the EU are the same thing.
I don't think so.
What else am I doing here? What else have I done? So when I got off the plane, I got a train to Washington and then got an Uber for about 5 minutes going to straight up the road. $50.
Is this just going to be 6 weeks of you bitching about how much stuff costs?
Honestly, lads, I was in a restaurant and I walked out because it was so expensive. It was $20 for a beer. I looked at the cheapest thing on the menu, which is the sides, you know, like chips and stuff like that, peas or whatever.
Nuggets and
cheapest. The cheapest thing was $10. Do you know what it was?
What?
4 sticks of asparagus.
Oh, that's fucking well worth it.
Why you even have that on the menu?
Was it a tenner for that?
Yeah.
He was ordering 4 sticks of asparagus and
fucking Bugs Bunny.
Like, yeah, I'm just gonna go for the 4 sticks of asparagus, please. Yeah. Actually make it eight. $20, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna have 13 peas as well, if you don't mind.
13 peas, and then at the end you have to give a tip for having 8 asparagus and 13 peas.
$10 for 4 asparagus. That's €2.50 for a stick of asparagus.
Must be €2.50.
I feel sorry for people here, man.
Five weeks is a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like it really is when you think of it.
Yeah.
A month and a week.
I don't think it's really hit me though.
Yeah. I was just going to say, did you feed the dinosaur before you left?
No, but Maura dressed it up in all St. Patrick's Day stuff, like flags and.
That's done and all, is it?
Yeah, she done that, yeah. Even though Paddy's Day isn't for another 11 days.
Imagine like while you're over there, like people are just wrecking your garden. Chaos over the dinosaur. There's nothing you could do. You'd be stuck in Washington.
Even if I was there, there'd be nothing I could do.
I'm going to go over to your house and do a knick-knack.
No, don't.
Yeah, I am.
Have you got to say America much?
America.
Yeah.
America.
I still don't know what I'm saying wrong. America.
America. It's in America. Correct, but it's just the way I say it.
It's a lot of things rolled together.
They don't understand what I'm saying here, so I can understand why the likes of Conor McGregor and Barry Keoghan changed their accents, because they haven't. You may as well be talking Russian. They haven't a fucking breeze what you'd be saying to them. What?
Because Barry Keoghan kind of changed it to like, oh, you know, them chicken wings are hot. Oh, I don't know, I'm going to hold my face while I'm eating these chicken wings. They're so hot. What's that one? Oh, that's spicy.
Oh, yeah, bro, yeah. I don't want to be an actor anymore. I think I'm more like a model. Bro, where's the milk at? I said I wasn't going to drink the milk, but where's the milk at?
Oh, man, I wasn't going to back out like that, but I have to have the milk. Where's the milk, guy?
Have you been working on your Barry impression?
No. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
You've definitely been watching the clips.
I only seen that today, funny enough, that we're talking about it. It just came up on my For You page of him on the Hot Ones from ages ago. And it's kind of easy one to do. No, I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to close because people start making it into a meme, man.
He keeps looking off to his like assistant as PA.
Yeah. You know Ryan Gosling? He became do you remember Vine years ago? There was like a meme, like obviously a 6 second clip, but it was a meme like of Ryan Gosling, and they used to just like put food items towards his face and he just like torn away, like it was from like The Notebook or something like that. Is he in The Notebook? But he was like turning away from it, like, and ever since, like, when he's doing any like, oh, lad Bible eating fucking UK foods versus American foods, he like puts his jacket over his face and eats it. That's what Barry Keoghan's going for, because he doesn't want people putting a bowl of or a spoonful of Cocoa Pops in his face.
That's how he acts as well in the films. Like he said on the Louis Theroux podcast, he says that he likes to act and kind of flirt with the camera. Mm. Like, so he doesn't want to express himself too much like a stage actor. He wants to kind of be shy and reserved, like a little cat, like a, oh, can you come into me?
They love it.
Come see what I'm
doing. They love it.
They do love it. It works.
Yeah. Should give him a text to see if he's around. Probably.
I should. I'll message
get back
him.
To you. Like, you normally would.
No, I sent him a message already. I'm just waiting to see what he says back. So. I'm sure he'll respond though, because we're mates, so he will. And I'm in America, he's in America, same time. No, we will.
He might send you a voice note or something. Maybe Joe,
but what's up, man? I can't at the moment because I'm eating chicken wings, you know.
Oh. Did I talk about the 4th last week where Abraham Lincoln was whacked, got popped
while he was watching a play?
Yeah, I'm actually there's a couple of books here on Abraham Lincoln, but that's down the road as well. 4th, that's where Abraham Lincoln was shot by an actor.
Is that still an active theatre?
No, but it's a tourist spot. You can go in
and he was shot by an actor.
Abraham Lincoln went to see him in plays in that theatre before. He was actually supposed to be kidnapped. Originally, the plan was to kidnap him, but then there was issues with it.
And we'll just shoot him then.
Yeah, and he had dreams of being shot before he went to the theatre, and he didn't want to go.
Like Final Destination.
Yeah. He had nightmares of for weeks before this. He had nightmares of being shot. In that theatre.
I have nightmares about getting shot in Charlestown, so I might have to not go over there anymore.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Go down to the big Tesco instead.
His missus kind of said, no, we're going. Well, definitely going.
So it was on his missus.
Yeah, definitely. He invited, I think it was like fucking General Lee or something like that. He invited him and his wife, but they turned it down. They said they didn't want to go.
Because they had a dream as well.
They had a dream. That's here, I think, isn't it? Isn't that where Martin Luther King had his famous speech here?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's history in the place, but it's not nice. not nice where I am.
It's all about the bowl, though. You had to get that.
What, the bowl? Get that chili bowl, man, yeah.
Don't forget all that. You want to be going down to big, what's his name's bowl place?
Big what's Benny's. That?
Big Benny's. Get down Ben's there. Don't mind bowl. Fucking Abraham Lincoln and all. Look there to get us. Don't mind the fucking Trust Pilot reviews. Get down there and be on the jacks for 2 weeks.
Have a chili hole.
I could just pitch you down the play and then, or yeah, the play, and you just had one of them bowls and you just like couldn't hold it. Remember I was talking to you about like if you just like change the script up a little bit, the whole thing is gone.
Yeah,
if you just like shit your britches. Would it be gone then, or would it be like excused because it's a emergency? Like, can you have a fucking toilet break because you had a big Benny bowl?
Give me a break, will you? I'm after having a Benny bowl, for God's sake. One of the spicy ones. I don't know. Probably not. Yeah, no, they would, yeah. I don't know. I don't think anyone from Samuel Beckett's estate is going to be here, so. Well, I could be wrong.
You could be wrong.
You could be wrong. I heard there's always one planted in every play that goes on. Samuel Beckett play. Yeah. You'll be back. Will you be back for my wedding, or are you staying over there? Just need to know numbers, like, you know, for the mail and that, like.
Darren, I would never miss your wedding. There's no way I could miss your wedding. Love nor money.
Yeah.
What's a 1,000 galloping horses couldn't pull me away from your wedding?
Just don't have a dream about the plane going down on the way home and you'd be grand.
I won't, yeah. I just won't sleep, because if you don't sleep, then you can't have dreams. So I'll stay awake.
I haven't had a fucking dream in ages.
Really?
Just thinking about it now. I really haven't had a dream in ages. It's just like literally none. It's like there's no dreams left anymore. I've dreamed all my dreams.
But what?
It's like I've dreamed all my dreams. It's like I used them all up and my mind doesn't give me any more dreams.
Where do you, what do you see when you sleep?
Then I'll just wake up in the morning and be like, oh, who can get a bowl of cereal there? Yeah, it's like I fall asleep and wake up and there's nothing. Like, I might wake up during that sleep to have a piss or something, but
ask ChatGPT, why do I not dream anymore? Which could be quite a philosophical question, but they've come back with some practical, I say they. It's come back with some practical answers. You might just not be remembering anything that you're dreaming about. You're not getting proper quality sleep. You're more stressed than usual.
Oh, you can say that again. Yeah, but like, I feel like I haven't had a dream in months. Like,
says some theories suggest when life is particularly routine or uneventful, the brain may generate fewer memorable dreams. A more stimulating or emotionally engaging day might lead to more vivid dreams.
You've got to get out more, Darren.
Yeah.
Stimulate that brain.
But usually, if you
read a book,
Yeah, but you watch a documentary or something or a film, you might dream about something to do with that film or something that you just remember from that film.
Oh, look at that. Look at that door opening.
Oh, wow.
Fuck that.
The door literally just swung open there. Did you see that?
Yes, it did. We have that recorded now. We can look back. Imagine he just disappeared there. Look there.
Fuck that. I fucking got a jump scare. Did you see that?
I swear to God, I saw something move there, because it's all dark now. We can't see. And there's a... Oh, I thought something.
Yeah, there's like a light gone out in there in the hall.
Yeah, that's pitch black.
Boys, are you recording my video?
Yeah.
That, fuck me. Fuck me.
Is there you mentioned a bit of a wind or something?
Oh, I'm fucking shaking, man. I'm fucking shaking.
So to explain to anyone what happened there.
Darren was talking about something and...
Something about not having dreams.
You could see the door behind me and... The door just opened by itself.
It did.
It did.
It's for an hour. Well, it sat there.
Yeah, like it was threatening to open, and it just got that little bit of a draft to open, and then because your coat is on it, it's heavier, and it just pulled it out into your direction.
Well, I mean, that's
closed. Like the latch is closed.
Oh, so someone opened it.
There's no one there opened by itself, man.
I told you it was the little girl that I keep seeing in the back.
Me. Fucking fuck.
So no one gives a fuck about my dreams then.
So you don't have any dreams.
Sorry.
I'm just wondering, has Joe's ghost followed him?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yo, I followed over there. This is going to turn into, do you ever see them horror films where it's just like on webcams?
I asked ChatGPT and the AI thinks it's possible.
That the ghost can follow you?
Well, I mean, said if you believe in ghosts, yeah.
It could follow you to Washington.
It could hit you right in the plane, it said.
Sit on your lap. You wouldn't even know.
Wouldn't even know.
I felt like there was someone with me on the plane.
As in?
A spirit.
Your co-star.
The ghost. Yeah.
The ghost star.
A woman. That
did
woman
you really
that I
think
seen,
that? Like, did you really think that?
That there was someone. I don't want to sound like a crazy person, but yeah, a little bit, yeah.
The same
I don't know
woman,
who it is.
The same
I don't
woman
know who it
the
is.
The Rocket League woman.
Yeah. Ooh. Whoever said Jason's name, like, I feel like she's with me, like, here, like, around me sometimes.
Where do you think she is now?
In the fucking room somewhere, just chilling out over on the bed, like that.
Doing her nails.
Getting ready to frighten me again, the bitch. The little fucking witch. I'm only messing, I love you.
Yeah, I told you what to do. The technique is just to, like, accept that and just involve them in the conversation and in what you're doing, like. So if
I'm
you ever
so
like,
glad. I'm so glad that was on fucking camera.
Like, how old is that house?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I mean, I'm just wondering. You know, I mean,
maybe
the older it is, the higher the chance.
I think you're right. I think whoever, like, I think the spirits come with the people, not with the property. So I think it's. I need to fucking pass her on to the other side.
Surely there's a lot of, you know, location-specific spirits. They can't all be
probably
attached to a person.
Like, the spirits that only like Kulak, that wouldn't go to Washington. Oh, you're a fucking arsehole, man. Show me the Blade Nexus again for no reason at all. Like.
I didn't show you the bad picture.
Why'd you do that again?
I just I enjoy it.
It's like the way you've done it as well. He just went, here, look at that. As if it was a fucking bleeding Jack Russell with a frisbee, like, you know, just a fucking nice photo, like.
That's not the worst photo. Anyway,
I know there's many. Oh, doesn't matter. I'm not afraid of that. Doesn't matter. If I give a fuel, it's gonna fucking gonna happen in it. So,
Joe, apparently the U.S. Capitol building is the most haunted building in Washington D.C. Lots of old politicians and revolutionary soldiers and stuff roaming the halls at night. Apparently.
Yeah. And he say that about the fucking Jervis Shopping Center as well.
Of course they do.
The Jervis Shopping Center was a hospital.
Yeah,
for
it's proper haunted.
That is fucking hot. The Arts and Hobby Shop is riddled with ghosts.
They go into the Arts and Hobby Shop every morning, ghosts are doing a load of drawings.
Yeah, playing Connect Four and all.
Ramsack the place.
The spirits of slaves are said to haunt some of Independence Avenue. So there you go. It was a site of two of the city's largest and most notorious slave markets.
Wow. I want to do a haunted tour of Washington.
I'm sure there is one. Has to be. It's the most haunted place in the world, especially where you are.
When Lincoln was shot, he was shot obviously in the back of the head with like a single shooter Derringer gun. I think it's a Derringer gun, but it's like a single shooter, one bullet, and then he jumped off the ledge. But then they couldn't bring him to the hospital because the roads were all cobblestones and it'd rock his brains out of his skull. So they just brought him across the road to a B&B, an Airbnb, someone's Airbnb, and he died there. And he stayed, like, they put him into someone's bed that was staying in the B&B, but he wasn't there at the minute. He was out celebrating the, I don't know, what would he actually celebrate? It was like the unification of America, the North and the South stop fighting or something like that.
The World Cup,
yeah, he was out celebrating the World Cup, yeah. And then he came back, like, then Abraham Lincoln died and then they took him off to his own gaff, and then your man came back locked and slept in his bed with all the blood on it. All Abraham Lincoln's blood and brains was in his bed.
Jesus.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's horrible.
And then your man who owned the B&B, he charged people then the next day. It became like a tourist spot to go in and check it out, the Peterson House. And you can still go in to see the bed. It's still there. It's still a tourist spot to go in to see the bed where he was laid out.
Bloodstained
still
there.
Where he died. I think so.
Ouch. What's the story with presidents, like, always getting a really bad, especially American presidents? They always get fucking brains on cars and beds and... I'm not wrong.
Who else was shot? John F. Kennedy, obviously.
Yeah.
Trump, nearly.
Yeah, nearly. Almost. It's up for debate, though, isn't it, that one?
Four sitting presidents have been killed. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley and Kennedy.
All shot.
Ronald Reagan was shot, but he didn't die. Teddy Roosevelt and Donald Trump were the only former presidents to be injured in an assassination attempt, both while campaigning for re-election.
I'd say Donald Trump loves that. Even though we just got his ear clipped, he was, like, was injured.
On that list, like.
It's a prestigious list.
Yeah.
I found myself throwing shapes. I was walking around like, I didn't want to look like a fucking tourist. That's what they are.
You need to get one of them fucking crank hats and then you'll blend in real well. Give it a week and he's wearing one of them. He'll be flat out on the chili balls. What's his name? Ben? Ben's chili balls, is it? Or Bren? Ben's chili balls and a crank hat.
He'd be like, yo, you eating the chili ball? And I'd be like, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Letting out little
farts. I was walking around like this. I was throwing shapes. I was throwing shapes like to kind of, well, I'm not afraid. As if to act like I wasn't afraid. Like, oh, not bothered. Oh, I'm not bothered. Somebody came over to us and was like, Yo, what are you guys doing around here? What are you guys doing around here? He was wearing no shoes and two odd socks. He's like, what are you guys doing around here? I was like, oh, I just didn't, well, we, what,
we're
just going to T-Mobile, like, you know. I was like, yo, what hotel are you staying at? What?
What, Philem and Love Hay?
Like, what hotel are you staying at? And then we were like, oh no, we live here. We live here at the corner shop. And then he was like, oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Cool, cool. And I was like, please, get the fuck.
That? Like, that's what's up. What is that?
It's just like, all right, cool, cool.
That's what you're doing. Like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what's up. Cool, cool, cool.
That's
what. Then we were in T-Mobile and we were the last ones in the shop. And then they shut the shutters down. And then somebody wanted to get, he's like, yo, open up the fucking door. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. Gonna be part of a blatant robbery. And you're like, no, we fucking told you, you can't come in, it's past 7 o'clock. No, they start fucking fighting in the middle of T-Mobile. I'm there trying to get a little fucking,
I just want one of them hats, man. I just want one of them crank hats, man, please.
Please, man, please, man. Gotta get some credit.
And then you'll be fucking blatant somewhere and blatant. Well, you know, it'll be Christmas again, huh?
That's what's up. They all love Trump as well. Yeah, they're all going around like with Trump stickers on their cars and flags and you know, pictures of them in the pubs and stuff like that. And when people in Ireland say, oh, Trump's not going to win, remember when during the election, oh no, Biden's going to win, when you hear and you fucking see the people, you're like, they fucking love him, they love him, they don't give a fuck what we think, they love him.
Certain areas though, isn't it? Obviously, there's a divide still.
Washington, D.C. voted for Kamala Harris 90.28%.
What?
Yes. In the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump got 6.47% of the vote in Washington, D.C.
And that's where you are.
So, Joe, if you think they all love him, you in D.C., obviously, he won the vote across the country, but in D.C., I think you might be suffering from confirmation bias. So you might be, like, the people who don't like Trump are just not, who are they going to get a sticker of? You know, they're just saying nothing. The ones who like Trump are not getting the stickers.
They're the loud ones.
That might be my favorite fact check of Joe ever. It was so comprehensive. I didn't think it was going to be that big a margin.
That was a pretty good one.
I had a feeling, though. I'm pretty sure Washington, D.C. and cities around there generally do not vote Republican. So
you're always going to hear the loudest, though.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they'll be making a lot of noise.
Have they ever voted Republican? Washington.
You'd be going way back, I'd say. You have to go back to the 80s for the last time they got more than 10%. Then the 70s for 20%. Wow. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I haven't seen one single guard.
Not one?
Not one. I haven't seen one single copper. And I wanted to. I always like seeing their guns. But I haven't seen one. Not once.
Ah, you will, though. It's only early days. What are you there, about an hour or two? A
few hours, yeah. Yeah.
Are you not doing rehearsals in like an hour and a half?
No, We're on two. I'm 5 hours behind you, man.
Yeah, I know you're behind, but it's still like the same, like, isn't it?
Same but different.
Yeah, right, Joe. Sure, I'll talk to you after, right?
Yeah. Go on. I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, I'll give you a bell now next Thursday, right? And we'll record next week's episode. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk then.
So if you
and
need
a bonus, I'll talk.
If you need that, just get me on WhatsApp if you need. You're breaking up.
What?
Then.
What?
Hello?
I think you're on mute.
Right. What?
What the fuck?
Experience the Flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market with deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.